Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Monday, January 24th. First, our winter road report brought to you by Advanced Marine and Power Sports. They're your local Yamaha dealer in Grey Bruce, offering full service in a professional atmosphere. Highways and county roads in Grey Bruce are partly to snow-covered with icy sections. Visibility is listed as mainly good. It is listed as good to fair on the Bruce Peninsula, where there is a snow squall warning this morning through this evening. There's a snow squall watch for Saugeen Shores in southern Bruce County for this evening through tomorrow. Hundreds of truckers are driving from British Columbia to Ottawa to protest federal vaccine rules. The federal government began requiring cross-border truckers to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 effective January 15th. The Canadian Trucking Alliance released a statement this weekend condemning the convoy. Despite growing concerns across the globe over the Omicron variant, Canadians have still been taking trips and vacations to warmer destinations. According to Statistics Canada, arrivals from abroad in December were up almost 6 times compared to 2020, and that prompted federal officials to repost the advisory against non-essential international travel last month. However, the increase in international travel is proving to continue, with popular destinations including Europe, Mexico, and Costa Rica. Experts say travelers feel confident with the added protection of their COVID-19 vaccine and booster shot. The United States and the United Kingdom are recalling some of their embassy staff in Ukraine as concerns increase that Russia will invade the country. The U.S. says non-essential embassy staff can leave the country, as well as family members of embassy staff. There are about 100,000 Russian troops at the border with Ukraine. One of the directors of the Bruce Gray Music Hall of Fame says he's unsure what to do next following the Hepworth Shallow Lake Legion fire. Bill Murdoch says Friday's fire destroyed many of their treasured pieces held in the building, including the fiddle belonging to Owen Sound's Harry Parker.
It was a great hall, and the music, the sound was great. It was built for sound. It wasn't actually built for a Legion originally, and now it's gone, and I don't know what happens from here on in.
South Bruce Peninsula Fire Chief and Manager of Emergency Services Tim Wilson estimates the damage to be around $2 million. Murdoch explains the Music Hall of Fame stood for about 6 years. He and Arnie Clark started it to recognize local musicians from a variety of genres. Murdoch says each year they added 4 to 6 people to the Hall of Fame. The What Three Words app is once again being credited with helping to locate a group of lost hikers. 4 hikers reportedly got lost in a park near Blue Mountains on Saturday night, and fire crews were able to locate them just a couple of hours later thanks to the app, which uses a global mapping system. Officials say the hikers were cold, but otherwise in good condition. Briefly in business news, markets look poised to open down today. The TSX in Toronto opens at 20,621 after going down 436 points Friday. The Dow Jones is down 96 points in pre-market. Our dollar is trading at 79.23 U.S. cents, down 26 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $85.09, down 5 cents a barrel. Now time for a check on sports. Here's Fred Wallace.
Good morning, Claire. What a thriller yesterday in the AFC playoffs. The Kansas City Chiefs win in overtime, beating Buffalo 42-36. Chiefs advance to host Cincinnati next Sunday. In the NFC, the LA Rams will host San Francisco in the NFC final. The Rams get a late field goal as time expires. They beat Tampa Bay 30-27. At the Australian Open, Felix Auger-Aliassime to the quarterfinals after beating Marin Cilic in 4 sets. Dennis Shapovalov plays tonight. In the NBA, the Raptors lose to Portland 114-105. In the NHL, St. Louis downing Vancouver by a score of 3-1 in 1 of 5 games. The Attack gave up 3 power play goals against. They lose to Sarnia 4-3. And playoff dates for a number of WOAA senior hockey playoff series have been released. Of note, the Saugeen Shores Winterhawk schedule and Shallow Lake Crusher schedules are posted on the REMAX Scrabers Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. And don't forget, the Backyard Rink Contest is underway on the REMAX Scrabers Facebook page.